Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What can a picture from space tell us about Kenya's economy or China's factory output? Apparently a lot. Bloomberg News reports that as cameras orbit the Earth and become more prevalent, the images collected are being analyzed by everyone from investors to aid organizations. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News is here. And so, Michael, a lot of companies now offering these images. They must see promise here.
Right. There's a very strong demand for this type of analysis from investors like hedge funds and from banks and even companies that sort of want to track trends globally for planning purposes and for supply chain issues and that sort of thing. And the idea is basically that a lot of the economic data and reports we get are very old fashioned. They're based on surveys and, you know, most of them only come out once a month. And this instead gives people a very real time look at the economy instead. And so it's a very fascinating field, a lot of interest in it.
Well, tell us how some companies are using these pictures. There's the San Francisco based startup Space No. What are they doing?
So that's a very interesting company, and eventually their goal is that they want to track all of the world's trucks, ships, mines, and warehouses, and really what they call, quote-unquote, radical economic transparency. One thing they've done already is they've created an index of China factory production, monitoring basically 6,000 industrial facilities. And so they really are just trying to give another data point to investors and analysts to use in engaging the economy.
This is so fascinating. So a company might say, oh, yeah, we're shipping such and such. But if you have a picture that shows their trucks aren't moving, you know,
exactly.
Maybe they're not. There's another company, Palo Alto's Orbital Insight. They're looking at retail and restaurant chains. They say they want to create a macroscope, the opposite of a microscope. What are they doing?
Right. Well, as you said, one of their products looks at about 60 retail and restaurant chains. To try to gauge traffic and see, you know, which ones are doing well and which ones aren't. Some other interesting products they're offering are they're creating a global poverty map, and they're also using these images to predict when illegal deforestation and logging is going on. And they do that by watching for road construction and activity in forests to determine, you know, what's going on and try to predict when someone is logging illegally.
Wow, it's quite something. But it's also being used by academics, aid organizations. There's a group, Give Directly, out of New York. How are they using it?
This is pretty fascinating. So they use the satellite to determine who needs the aid most. So, for example, they may look at, you know, villages in emerging countries and determine, okay, well, this community is mostly comprised of houses with thatched roofs, and this one over here has sturdier buildings with, you know, traditional roofs, and they can, you know, then direct their aid to who they believe are the people most in need.
Oh, we know that we've reported before on companies glancing around the world to see where the most lights are on to know, you know, how those countries are doing as far as providing electricity. But there's a downside. There might be, let's say, a big holiday in Kenya, for instance, and they have more lights than usual. But just in a couple seconds, just one idea of where this data might go eventually.
Well, it's, you know, what's interesting is in financial technology is often repurposed for other uses. So there's bound, you know, it's open to the imagination. It could go in all sorts of directions.
Yeah. Michael Regan, Bloomberg News. We'll take a closer look at this, but fascinating. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Robin.